ocean. I'm constipated, emaciated, such a purgatory inflated. Ladies and junkie makeup. It's the death ticket. Can I get a witness?
Pray to the junkie makeup.
Lick your head, lift your lips.
Pray to the junkie makeup. Pray to the junkie makeup.
Lick your head, clean this.
Pray to the junkie makeup.
in a while, weird things happen. Well, not every once in a while, a lot. But something very weird and slightly serendipitous happened to have occurred during that last set. So that last track you heard was called I'm Your Torpedo by Eagles of Death Metal from their album Heart On. Fantastic piece of music. A little earlier in the set, and I'll get through the rest in between in a moment, there was a song called Sierra Nevada from Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. So I put that set together. This entire thing I put together like between midnight and 2 a.m. last night. So when I was at the witching hour, just concocting the show for tonight. And then, you know, on my way here, I decided I wanted to pick up some beers. So I pick up something, you know, in the cheaper side of things that doesn't suck. So I picked up, guess what I picked up? Sierra Nevada Torpedo Ale. How about that? That's kind of funny. I don't know. It's not really anything significant. That's just kind of weird. Anyway, before that, we had a track. So before I'm Your Torpedo by Eagles of Death Metal, we had Fishbone doing Pray to the Junkie Maker from their album Reality of My Surroundings. We had King for a Day from the Faith No More record, King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime. And somehow I can somehow identify with that word. That's King for the Day, Fool for a Lifetime. Yes, I am a fool. I don't know why I am. I just am. I'm fooling you, aren't I? All right, we had Sierra Nevada by the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets from their album Franzoli. Came out in 2023. Band out of, Australia. Yeah, so I don't know what they're doing drinking Sierra Nevada. Or maybe they just did some traveling and they like to ski. Who knows? Started this set off with Booty. Erykah Badu from her album Mama's Gun. That was a debut record for her back in 2000. Oh man, she's such a talented lady. Great music, great music. Previous interlude was Unclear Inarticulate Things by Attention Deficit from the album The Idiot King, which is one of the funniest album covers I've ever seen because it's just got a drooling dog on the front cover with his tongue sticking out the side and looks kind of a little bit like Odie, but The Idiot King. Anyone who are pet owners, particularly dog owners, we all know that we often refer to them as some sort of idiot because they just do dumb shit. But they make you laugh and you love them, and that's the way it works, right? That's dogs. Dogs. In particular, cats can make good pets for some people. I'm not really a cat person. Sorry. All right, this cool track is called Code Word by LeBouf Brothers from their album House Without a Door. Speaking of without a door, well, actually, I have a door here at Radio Valencia, but it is open, so you can kind of poke your head and say hello if you're walking through the mission right now. We're right next door to the makeout room, so hey, pop on in and say hello. What do we got coming up next set? Okay, what do we got? We got some Raconteurs and some Victor. Oh, who's Victor, by the way? I will explain who he is later. If you don't already know. If you know, you know. I mean, you're just going to, you'll get it already. But that's a whole other thing. I got some Fugazi and other things going on in that next set. So stick around. I will come knock on your door in a few minutes, and we can talk about all the lovely things that you are that make you you. How does that sound? It sounds like a plan, doesn't it? Let's have a plan for the planet, or at least for you and I for tonight. As we sit here around the fireplace. Well, nobody has a fireplace anymore, do they? Right? No. This is just a little ironside chat. Oh, God. I'm dating myself now here. Anyway, this is Radio Valencia. I am the Alchemist. This is the Conflux Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour on Saturday night, May the 3rd.
December wasn't the season for fruits. His father fell dead of heart disease while lacing up his boots. It was a frosty December when into his grave he sank. His uncle found Victor Post as cashier at the Midland County's bank. It was a frosty December. Victor was only 18, but his figures were neat and his margins straight and his cuffs were always clean. He took a room at the back of a respectable boarding house. Time watched Victor day after day as a cat will watch a mouse. Victor went up to his bedroom, set the alarm bell, climbed into bed with his Bible and read of what happened to Jezebel. It was the 1st of April, Anna to the Beverly came. Her eyes, her lips, her breasts, her hips, and her smile set men aflame. The 2nd of April, she was wearing a coat of fur. Victor met her on the stairs, and he fell in love with her. Then she smiled and shook her head. Anna looked into her mirror, bowed and gave a frown, said, "Victor's as dull as a wet afternoon, but I've got to settle down." The 3rd time he made his proposal as they walked by the reservoir, she gave him a kiss like a blow on the head, said, "You are my heart's desire." They were married early in August. She said, "Kiss me, you funny boy." Victor took her in his arms and said, "Oh, my Helen of Troy." Thank you.
this time it's all so with himself, the holy drinker is going straight into hell.
Okay. That was a fun little set. That last track there was The Holy Drinker, Stephen Wilson from his solo record, The Raven That Refused to Sing, and Other Ghost Stories. It's a really haunting album, as you might imagine. It's very good. It's very good. I highly recommend it. It came out in 2013, so it's a little over 12 years old now. Before that, we had a song called Bronze Puppet by Nub Dub Ensemble from their 2020 release, Volume 1, The Machines of Zeno. They're actually locals. They're a San Francisco band. Before that, we had a little Fugazi from In on the Kill Taker, their 1993 release. Opening track of that song, that album called Facet Squared. Great track. Great, great, great band from the DC punk scene. One of the original DIYers. Loved how all their albums had like the do not pay more than like $7.99 for the CD. It was really cool. That's just, you know, because the record companies would love to gouge you, same with record stores, you know, anyway they can, but they kind of printed it right there on the cover. It's part of the album cover. Deal with that, corporate America. Before that, we had Victor, the song Victor from the album Victor from the band Victor, which is Alex Lifeson of Rush. That album came in 1996. Rush has obviously been not active for quite a while because Neil Peart died back in 2020. So we're on 5 years now since we lost Neil. We know very little of when and how it's going to come up, but Alex and Getty are doing something. They're playing together again. They're talking. They're speaking openly about not wanting to rest on their laurels or coast on the vapor trails, if you know the reference. So something in the future. We don't know when. So just keep your eye out for that. If you're a fan of Rush, obviously you're probably closer to the source than possibly even me. And then we had opened the set with Consolers of the Lonely album by The Raconteurs, a track called Hold Up, and that was a nice 2000 and, was that 19, is that still in the 90s? No, that was 2008. Oh, God. All right, so that was it. We're going to go on next. This was Shone playing Suda from Realm Grow, and now we're going to play a little something from The Contortionist to get your juices revved up with a lot of math rock on Radio Valencia.
only want more. A 1 minute you love me, it suits me fine. Next minute you cast me out, and since you ain't got no more time.
Every day we wait to play this game.
Kiss him twice, cause soon I know we'll see.